to the What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Monday, August 6, 2012. Start of a brand new week. All kinds of interesting things to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. The lovely Miss Crystal is sitting in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, and answering your calls when you call on in. Obviously, the big news today, at least from my point of view, and yes, I have a prejudice. I'll admit to a certain editorial bias. Last night, the Curiosity probe successfully landed on Mars. It was just amazing to watch, and it started cranking out those pictures, and so they're there on Mars with this is the largest probe ever landed on the red planet. It is the fourth of the rovers sent by the United States of America. And so we have this bright and shining moment. We've got something that we can actually feel proud to be Americans about, because we have this amazing accomplishment up there, and they're starting to do some research. And I imagine a little later in this year it's going to be very frustrating, because Mars is about to go behind the sun when seen from the Earth, and they'll have to basically stop talking to their new toy. I'm sure they'll have a lot of data reduction to be doing, but they're already starting to get information. And it was sort of amazing to see. It's almost like this amazing technological presence at Mars, because they're using Odyssey to relay data, and they were watching the landing through the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter, and it was just all these satellites working together. And it is absolutely amazing. My congratulations to the people who designed, built, and are flying or driving now Curiosity across the surface. And obviously, of course, I'm going to be very interested as the life sciences data starts to come in. That's not going to happen for a couple of weeks. There's a lot of things they have to go through to get the rover up and calibrated. That can take a very, very long amount of time to make sure that the data you're getting back is actually meaningful. Little interesting side note on the camera calibration target, in part because there is one very powerful magnifying camera for looking at very, very tiny objects. They actually flew a 1909 Lincoln Penny to Mars. It's attached to the camera calibration chart. Apparently one of the engineers dipped into his own pocket to buy this Lincoln Penny, and they put it on there, and they're going to be watching to see how it tarnishes or continues to corrode, or if the surface shows pitting from windblown sand. And so there's some very serious science behind including the penny on the rover, but at the same time, of course, it's a lot of public relations. Coin collectors are going to be looking at this thing. Lincoln aficionados, it's cool that Lincoln's bust is now on Mars, and so it's all very exciting. And my wife and I were watching the feed over the computer link last night. Little disappointing, the news media, we had the Fox channel on our regular cable feed. They came in halfway through the reentry, and as soon as the thing was down and plunked on the ground, they went back off and talked about the war and Olympics and everything else. It was very, very disappointing. And if Fox News wants to know why its audience is in decline, not as bad as CNN, but it is in decline, it's because you're showing us the stuff the government wants to be looking at, and you're not really spending a lot of time on the things that are really interesting the American people in the world. But okay, that's what we have the internet for. And the raw images are being put up at the NASA site, so you can go ahead and grab them and look at them yourself. And I mention that because there was this rather amazing thing that happened during one of the earlier rover missions, where they were just posting these pictures up there, and an ordinary citizen, science enthusiast, downloaded them to his home computer and started playing with contrast stretches and started discovering these dust devils in the distance that the NASA scientists had completely missed. And just ordinary citizen made a major discovery about what was going on the surface of Mars, and of course now the existence of these dust devils is confirmed by ground tracks and the by luck dusting of the solar panels on one of the traveling rovers. So this is a very exciting thing that everybody can have a little tiny piece of, and it's a moment we can all take a great deal of national pride in. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at slashpower123.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at slashpower123.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to slashpower123.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at slashpower123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's slashpower123.com.
Call me U.S. Steel, 21st Century Fox soundbite that gives a damn what's true or false, long as it leans to the right. Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair, a bimbo for some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel, and they call me.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about NASA's triumph with the Curiosity probe last night. So exciting. So exciting. I'd almost forgotten what it feels like to have a reason to be proud of America. But we sure were last night. It was just very exciting to watch. Now, there's already been a little bit of an indirect dark stain on this landing, and it has to do with all the video that was coming out of NASA, of the control room, and of the images from the rover. And it was going on out there and carried on all the news, and somebody put one of the NASA feeds up on YouTube. And for some very strange reason, Scripps News Service issued a Digital Millennium Copyright Act takedown notice against this video, claiming it was their copyrighted news story. Now, there's a problem with that, because NASA is publicly funded by tax dollars. All the videos and pictures they put out do not have a copyright on them. They are public domain. They are the property of the American people. And so Scripps was very much in error trying to claim that this NASA feed was their story, and YouTube was equally wrong in basically saying will go along with that, and Scripps can take it down and claim it's their property. Now, Scripps is allowed to use the NASA feed because it is public domain, and even if it wasn't, the fair use doctrine would apply. But to claim that the entire news story is their personal property, their corporate property, obviously, with so many other versions of the video out there, it's not going to keep that NASA video from getting out there. It's just another black eye in the corporate media, which is dying on the vine, and they have almost a panic, anything they can do to try and protect their little game, but they don't understand. It is these kinds of knee-jerk reactions against the alternative media that is just making it look like, yeah, they're in panic mode, they're struggling, they're thrashing around. All right, we're going to move along from that. Obviously, we're going to be following Curiosity with tremendous interest over the coming months. They are expecting a two-year mission. That nuclear power supply that is on board the Curiosity rover is good for 50 years. And when they were talking about two-year mission, they may get very, very lucky, because back on Viking, it was actually expected by the mission planners that the two landers would be good for maybe 256 images. And, of course, the landers just, like the Ever-Ready Bunny, just going and going and going and going, thousands and thousands of images. They had to extend the missions, and we got a huge amount of science out of those two landers. It was also a little bit of a headache because the software to manage all the images and catalog them and keep them organized and everything had a single 8-bit integer as an image identifier, the basic image identifier number, and we had to go back and recode and, you know, redo all the software as it became obvious we were going to get a lot more science out of the mission. So with any luck, Curiosity is going to perform equally well, and this will be something that will be useful for years and years on Mars. And because of that nuclear power supply, they don't have to worry about the winters, they don't have to worry about the cold. It's shaping up to be just an amazing, amazing triumph. And I'm, yes, can you tell I'm excited? Yes, I'm excited. Anyway, getting on to some things that we can't feel proud about, of course, is the anniversary of the dropping of the Little Boy uranium bomb on the city of Hiroshima, Japan, this day, 1945. Subsequently, of course, it has slowly come out through the writings of people like Harry Truman and various other top military leaders that there really wasn't a pressing need to drop the bomb on Hiroshima. Japan had already collapsed and was already trying to surrender. One of the Japanese princes who was acting as an ambassador kept trying to get in to see the president or Winston Churchill to say, look, we give up. Let's talk about a surrender. But the push was on to demonstrate that the U.S. had, in fact, created this horrific weapon and had the political will to use it not once but twice. And so today's the anniversary of the dropping of the bomb on Hiroshima. The Japanese are obviously very reminded about the dangers of radiation, which is why they continue their protest against the planned Japanese government's restart of their nuclear reactors following Fukushima, which, of course, has dropped much more radiation onto Japan and the Pacific than the American nuclear weapons did. But there's an important message to think about. When you think about Hiroshima Day, and, of course, coming up in another week is Nagasaki Day, for all this talk about the dangers of Iraq's weapons of mass destruction, for all this talk about the threat of Syria's weapons of mass destruction, or Iran's weapons of mass destruction, none have ever been proven to actually exist. In all of recorded human history, one and only one nation has ever actually used a nuclear weapon of mass destruction against the civilians of another country, and that nation is, of course, the United States of America, which underscores the hypocrisy of the United States screaming about Iran's nuclear threat and Iraq's nuclear threat and Monaco's nuclear threat and Trinidad's nuclear threat as an excuse to stage invasions and conquests. None of these nations, not one of these nations that the United States has invaded over the last 10, 11 years now, not one of these nations represented a direct threat to the United States of America. Not one. They represented an economic threat, but not a direct military threat. We were never, ever in danger. We are not in danger from any other nation on Earth that we have invaded at this time. They don't have nuclear weapons. If they had them, they don't have the delivery systems. And even if they had a nuclear bomb and a delivery system, do you think they're going to attack the United States of America or Israel? when the obvious immediate response will be nuclear annihilation. The United States has thousands of warheads and delivery systems. Israel, by itself, is the sixth most powerful nuclear power on Earth. Nobody is going to attack these nations. It is these nations, under the guise of, oh, we're helpless victims, we are in danger, that are going out and waging conquest across the globe. So, anyway, one more comment about nuclear weapons. We have this situation with this super bomb, the 30,000-pound bomb that the U.S. is, you know, waving around. I think it's a cover for the use of tactical nuclear weapons. And the United States ended World War II with nuclear weapons. I think the United States is going to really kick off World War III into high gear with nuclear weapons. All right, obviously the situation in Wisconsin is a big, huge story right now, where there was this shooting at a Sikh temple in Wisconsin. And it's a huge, confusing story and a lot of conflicting information coming out about what was going on. They have identified the shooter as this former military man in the U.S. He was stationed at Fort Bragg. Apparently, he is still working as a contractor for American Army psychological operations. I don't know. Maybe they were testing some drugs on him or something like that. But apparently, he had a less than honorable discharge from the military and was known to have some problems and issues. And they're making a big deal out of the fact that he had a Remember 9/11 tattoo on his shoulder. During the actual shooting incident, some of the statements coming out were saying that comments the shooter had made during this whole incident seemed to indicate that he may have thought he was shooting at Muslims rather than Sikhs. For somebody who's not really educated, who's simply being brainwashed into think anybody with a dark skin and a turban is the bad guy, he may have walked into the wrong place there. Now, I know that a lot of people are going on about these witness statements. There were more than one shooter. And they're basically trying to stir up an argument over exactly what did happen at that Sikh temple. And I've already been chastised in the email, you know, for not paying attention to the obvious signs of conspiracy and a plot and blah, 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 blah. And I'm not saying that we can rule that out. I'm not at all. But it doesn't matter whether this is a genuine lead with a brain fried on antidepressants or if this is some kind of a covert government operation. My concern is not the details of the incident itself, but what will this incident be used for by the U.S. government and the corporate media to propagandize us? And I think that's where we need to keep our focus. The people in the government who are pushing the anti-gun agenda or who don't want you thinking about the economy or all of these wars across the world, they would love for you to spend the rest of your life arguing on how many shooters can dance on the head of a pin. And I don't want to do that. I want to look at this incident in the context of what will it be exploited for? Because we know, looking at the history of false flags throughout history, some are made to happen and some are simply exploited. Real events. The explosion of the USS Maine in Havana Harbor is a good example. The fake torpedo report from the Gulf of Tonkin is another one. That was a real event. It was spun, it was propagandized, it was exploited, and I think that's what's going on here. But the lessons to be taken away from the Sikh shooting is, one more time, the police were unable to prevent or thwart a mass shooting. Yes, one police officer showed up once the shooting was all over and the shooter got shot and killed. Good on that. Unfortunately, the police officer got shot as well. But it didn't stop the crime itself, all those people who were killed. We had all day with TV coverage of the police who showed up after it was all over, posing with the dead bodies, trying to look important, and they weren't. And I want to do a special shout-out here to the United States Department of Homeland Security, which gave 97% of all their grants to Jewish institutions. Nice going, bozos. You really showed an awareness of life in the United States of America and a fairness to all. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're getting some additional details about that Scripps News Service takedown of the video on YouTube. It turns out it was an official NASA video on NASA's own YouTube channel, and Scripps filed a DMCA takedown notice on it, and YouTube just went right along. This is completely inexplicable as to what Scripps thought they were doing when they did this. And it underscores the fact that YouTube will simply honor a DMCA request without question. They won't even look to see the absurdity on the face of it. Is Scripps trying to shut down the official NASA feed so that they can take NASA's public domain footage and wrap TV commercials around it? Or print advertising commercials around it? It's absurd. Absolutely absurd. Anyway, getting back to the situation there at the Sikh temple, the gentleman that is identified as the shooter is 40-year-old Wade Michael Page. He was in the U.S. military, no longer on active duty, and he was last stationed at Fort Bragg, serving in the Psychological Operations Unit. Fort Bragg seems to have a problem with some of their people just sort of frying off and going postal. I'd like to know what prescription medications this guy was on, but I think in the long run, They're calling this an act of domestic terrorism. So basically the official story now is that U.S. soldiers are the cause of terrorism. And I absolutely agree. Enough of this senseless killing. I don't get the Bill of Rights. It is time to ban soldiers, or at least have a 15-day waiting period before you buy one. All righty, moving right along here. Let's see. We already did that one here. On the other side of the story, of course, another story that didn't get any coverage over the weekend is that a 65-year-old woman who worked in a jewelry store, actually owned the jewelry store, chased five armed robbers out of her store with a legally owned firearm. And again, one more time, if just one person in that Sikh temple had been carrying a gun, this shooter would have got off maybe one shot. Again, the police cannot protect you. You must protect yourself from all these crazies. We need to arm the sane so the crazies only got one shot. And yes, Wisconsin has got very liberal gun laws. They're shall issue concealed carry permits. Now, whether the Sikh temple had its own institutional gun ban or was a gun-free zone, we don't really know. But I think we're past the point of simply allowing the citizens to carry guns. I think we need to encourage it. There was that town in Georgia that made gun ownership mandatory. And, of course, crime just evaporated and went away. Everyone's always talking about these mass shootings taking place in all of these different places. What is never asked is how many people, how many nutcases, how many people overdosed on their antidepressants, decided to go on a shooting rampage, and at the last second changed their mind because they were aware that people in their community, in their target zone, might be carrying a gun. That's the deterrent value. Let's see. Interesting little story about a guy named Rafael Lopez, 27-year-old Iraq war veteran, had been robbed and severely beaten by a gang of 10 men on the street outside the Aqua nightclub in Minneapolis. The good news, he thought, was the assault took place less than 10 yards away from the first police precinct station. Now, the police didn't rush out to save this guy. They didn't rush out to stop him from being beaten and robbed. Apparently, when he tried to go into the station to file a complaint, he was met by Officer Aaron Hansen, who told him to leave. So this idea that the police are here to help you is nonsense. Another story, cops tasered a deaf woman who tried to sign or signal for help. They locked her up refused to get her an interpreter, a deaf sign language, for 3 days. They just figured, wild, crazy person, lock her in the cage. Turned out she was the victim, not the perpetrator. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Mike, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind? We're probably going to have to take you through the commercial break into the next segment. Mike, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there, Mike. I'm sorry about that. Real quick, I wanted to ask you about what was happening in Egypt, but if you could follow up on some of the articles that you posted on your site regarding four gunmen, and I wanted to know what your personal opinion is, you know, as it stands right now in terms of what information you have, what your opinion of that was before you go to break.
Well, like I said earlier in the show, I don't want to get bogged down in the details of what exactly happened at the Sikh temple. My focus is going to be on how is this going to be used for propaganda purposes by the gun grabbers and by various others. I tend to think that we're getting more or less a straight story, because if this was a government plot, we would have some Iranian Hezbollah Arab Muslim would be the shooter. And in this case, obviously, it's not. This looks very bad for the U.S. military. Another one of their people went postal and killed a lot of innocent people. So I think this is a real incident, but it is going to be spun for propaganda purposes. So we need to deal with how is this going to be used to limit the rights of the American people? How do we prevent that from happening? So that's going to be my focus on this story. All right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I think I agree with you with regard to that. I was just curious to know if you had...
I read them. I consider it irrelevant at this point. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered ION and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org, RNA drops.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Mike on the phone. And, Mike, you wanted to talk about what's going on over in Egypt.
Well, you know, with regard to that recent attack that left 15, 16 Egyptian soldiers dead, I think I agree with you wholeheartedly. And I think anybody who's familiar with the region agrees with you that it was an attack by an intelligence service, probably the Mossad. And I'm curious to know if the Rafah closing or open or the border has been closed since they opened it.
And, I've not heard that it has been closed in response to this attack. What we're hearing from President Morsi is that he is going to reassert Egyptian control over the Sinai to prevent more acts of terrorism. Now, I don't for a second believe that Morsi has fought. Whoops, hang on a second. Gosh darn pop-ups. I don't believe for a second that Morsi has fallen for this idea that these were Sinai terrorists. In fact, Global Post is reporting that Israel had advanced intelligence on the Sinai attack, and that's why they were able to basically fend off this attack, and it only killed Egyptians and no Israelis were killed. Well, I mean, come on. The only way you have intel of a coming random attack is if your people are doing the attack. So this is
like
a repeat of the...
You mean like the dancing Israelis who had their tripods set up before the World Trade Centers got attacked?
Yeah, exactly, that sort of thing. But I tend to think about, you know, Israel has always played these games against Egypt. There's nothing new about this. Back in the 1950s, there was the Levant Affair, where Israeli agents were bombing British and American assets inside Egypt and planting evidence to frame Egypt for the crime. That one fell apart when a bomb detonated prematurely, and they caught the bomber and blew this whole Israeli intelligence operation wide open. And Israel, of course, was screaming, "It's all an Antic plot. The anti-Semites are lying about us." And then finally they had to admit, "Yeah, it's our guy. You caught us." Right. Same thing with the USS Liberty. Before, you know, when the Israelis attacked the USS Liberty, they shot away all the radio antennas. They were jamming the frequencies used by American Navy ships to call for distress, which right there proves they knew exactly who they were attacking at. You know, while they were trying to sink the ship, you know, Israel was telling the United States, "Egypt is attacking your ship. Egypt is attacking your ship. Kill them. You hurt them. Hurt them." And there was a nuclear arms strike in the air on the way to Cairo when the crew of the USS Liberty finally rigged an improvised radio antenna and got a message out that it was Israel that was attacking them. And, of course, at that point, the nuclear strike on Cairo was called off. This official cover story of, "Oh, it was cloudy, it was dark, our pilots have poor eyesight, there was bird poop all over the front of the cockpit canopy," and all this other stuff to try and say it was a case of mistaken identity, which, of course, does not hold up at all. And so this appears to be more of the same. Israel is admitting they knew this attack was coming and they were prepared for it. In fact, that's why they had to admit they advanced intel. Everybody's saying, "We saw you all coming up with your jeeps and trucks and additional soldiers before this thing happened." It's obvious they knew ahead of time this was going to happen. So they're trying to say, little birdie told us.
Yeah, yeah. I think this adds credibility to the new Egyptian president in terms of him trying to do the right thing, because had he been, paid off, you wouldn't. This would not be necessary. You know, this operation.
Oh,
would not
I absolutely, I absolutely agree. I mean, the fact that he opened the Gaza border to allow in humanitarian aid and allow people to come and go freely—that tells us he's not bought and paid by Israel. The other thing that tells us Morsi is trying to do the right thing by the Egyptian people is the lengths the U.S. government has gone to support the military junta and the prime minister in sort of taking control of the government away from Morsi. As you're probably already aware, starting on at the moment it became obvious he was going to win the election, the junta basically transferred a lot of the president's power and authority back to themselves, and they're just going to hang on to it. Remember when this whole Egypt revolution took place, when the military Supreme Military Council took control? They said, "We're going to stay here until we have elections and a new president, and then we're going to go." Do you see them going? No. When Hillary Clinton went over there to Egypt, who was she sucking up to? The military junta and the prime minister. Same thing with Leon Panetta. When Leon Panetta was meeting with Morsi, he didn't even conceal the disgust on his face.
Right. And you know what I think also is, in addition to building credibility for him, I think it also sends a message back to Israel. Because, you know, I think that, and I honestly believe this, I think that this is a man that's not going to back down. This is a man that's going to have to back up his rhetoric with real action and give Israel the cost belly to initiate attack. I agree with you wholeheartedly, though, that his claim to secure the Sinai was crucial. It was so crucial that he did it before the Israelis decided to do it for him.
Yes,
and
that's
that could have been another
right
reason for the attack. You know, but
yeah,
he's a very
smart man.
Yeah, I'm wondering if this could spin out of control, if the Israelis realize that the peace treaty with Egypt is now long overdue. I mean, they wanted to eliminate Egypt. They had many opportunities. You mentioned the Liberty. And I think, the usefulness of their treaty, their neutralization of Egypt, has run its course. And I think they realize now that this is the time for them to expand, and it could really, really get out of control quick.
Well, here's the problem. We're always talking about those Camp David Accords, and Israel and the U.S. have been screaming at Egypt that Egypt must keep complying with the requirements of the Camp David Accords. The problem is Israel itself hasn't complied with Camp David. It's already a dead treaty. They're just waving it around to say, you, Egypt, must go back to doing what the U.S. and Israel tell you to do, while Israel basically is going to do whatever it wants to do, which, of course, that double standard has been the problem all along for the last 60-odd years. Is one set of rules for the world, like the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, and a different set of rules for Israel, which can go on selling nuclear weapons to South Africa.
Absolutely. I agree, Jorge. I'm enjoying the conversation, but I'd like to hear you talk about other topics, so enjoy the rest of your day.
All right, well, thanks an awful lot, and thank you very much for the call. All right, getting back here to the situation in Syria. The other night, I took out the old dusty shortwave radio, and I started tuning in to other countries. Now, we're not going to get any more facts from these other countries than we are getting over the internet right now. But the interesting thing about shortwave coming from places like Australia and New Zealand, which still have major commitments to shortwave broadcasting, is you get what their perception of Syria is. And their perceptions are very much that the so-called rebels, the hired mercenary army, are fragmented, fighting among themselves. The general tone coming from the Australian shortwave broadcasters is that this mercenary army has actually held out a lot longer than anybody expected them to. In other words, they've lost the initiative, which means they're going to lose the war. Now, there's a new development coming out now because it's being reported by the FARS news service that the Syrian government forces have captured 40 Turkish military officers inside Syria involved with this hired mercenary army. One of them they caught was a general. So the idea that this is a popular revolution, the poor, oppressed Syrian people throwing off, you know, Assad there so that they can, you know, live under servitude to Israel and the United States of America is a complete nonsense. Syria has now caught and is parading before the international media, not the U.S. media, of course, but the international media, these Turkish military officers who are in there trying to lead and organize this this overthrow. Now, a Syrian television presenter, Mohammed al-Sayed, was kidnapped from his Damascus home in mid-July by the mercenary army. He has now been executed. They're calling it an execution, and one of these splinter rebel groups is taking credit for it. These are, of course, the people the U.S. government is supporting in Syria with your tax dollars. Now, you remember this Dutch photographer who was briefly kidnapped and held by the mercenary army, and when he was finally allowed to go free, the first thing he said is, most of them are talking English, some of them with pronounced British accents. Well, this has happened again. There was a kidnapped British journalist who was kidnapped in Syria last week, and he managed to escape. And he is reporting there were no Syrians among the 30 soldiers who had captured and imprisoned him. 9 of them were fellow British citizens. Not one real Syrian among the people who kidnapped him and were threatening to kill him. So this whole thing is falling apart. This is not a popular uprising. It's another covert, well, not so covert with uniformed Turkish officers being captured, but it's another invasion of another country to bring it under U.S. and Israeli control. Britain is now known they're supplying this mercenary army with the latest satellite phones to allow them to communicate without Syria being able to overhear or jam or interfere with them. Those are expensive units, by the way, especially the ones that are ruggedized for use in military conflict areas here. The Muslim Brotherhood is now reported as forming their own militia inside Syria. And the reason they're trying to do that, they want to put a new face on this manufactured illusion of a public revolution, because all of these other factions that they suckered into this thing, they're falling apart and they're starting to fight each other. This whole illusion of a popular front against Assad, it's fracturing into pieces. Now, the New York Times over the weekend admitted the NATO-backed mercenary forces, a.k.a. the terrorists, a.k.a. al-Qaeda, a.k.a. the rebels, are targeting Christians in Syria who are supporting Assad. In fact, the New York Times said these are innocent Christians. They're non-combatants. Over the weekend, the U.S. Treasury basically licensed donations by private Americans to the rebels. In other words, it's not enough that the U.S. government is giving your tax money to these al-Qaeda terrorists who are murdering Christians inside Syria. Now they want you to chip in more of your own money. The U.S. government is funding al-Qaeda terrorists who are killing Christians. Even the New York Times is admitting that's going on. Even the Vatican has issued a statement that the U.S.-backed mercenary forces are targeting innocent Christians in Syria. Your money is paying for it. For those of you who are Christians, who believe in that dogma, do you really think you're going to get into heaven when you pay to have your fellow Christians murdered? You think about that one a little bit here. I mean, never mind the fact that the U.S. is violating all these commandments left and right. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not bear false witnesses. Remember the thing about Iraq's nuclear weapons? Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's property. And, of course, this whole thing is about coveting other people's property. And if you're supporting them, then you're basically along that. You're in the sin bin with everybody else. And now your tax dollars are being used to fund these al-Qaeda terrorists who are murdering innocent fellow Christians inside Syria. Do you really think you're going to get into heaven? Doesn't matter how well you sing in the choir on Sunday, you are in deep, deep doo-doo on this situation. So you just keep that in mind when the government and the media come around and say, you've got to support the war in, well, name a place. Now, a little reminder here. Remember that National Defense Authorization Act? And it said one of the provisions in there is that the U.S. government could arrest you, throw you in prison without trial, torture you, give you an orange jumpsuit, send you right down to Guantanamo if you were aiding terrorists. Okay? Providing material assistance to al-Qaeda is illegal under the National Defense Authorization Act. And Barack Obama and the United States Congress are sending at least $25 million in aid to these al-Qaeda terrorists who are killing Christians. Now, one of the founding principles of the United States of America is the laws apply to everybody, high and low. If it's illegal for an ordinary citizen to provide material assistance to al-Qaeda, it is illegal for the president to do it. It's illegal for the United States Congress to do it. They should all be arrested and wearing orange jumpsuits and locked up in a CIA torture prison. Because that's what happens to anybody else who is providing material support to al-Qaeda. We have an illegal government. It is violating its own laws. It has lost all legitimacy. Like I said Friday, this is right out of George Orwell's 1984, and halfway through the war, they switch sides. And they go around, oh, no, we've always been at war with East Asia. Oceania is our friend, really? What is wrong with you? We've always been at war with the Christians. Al-Qaeda has always been our friend. Russia continues to send every possible message, diplomatically and militarily, that these wars of conquest have gone on long enough. Three warships loaded with Marines are now at the Syrian port of Tartus. Meanwhile, over in Israel, and probably another reason why Israel is just getting so desperate to really kick off the wars, you know, Netanyahu is coming up on elections next month. He's probably going to lose. There are massive protests all over Israel over the tax increases and the austerity programs that Netanyahu has enforced. The Kadima Party broke away. I think their plan is to basically sit off to one side for a couple of months, let Netanyahu and the Likud Party self-destruct over the wars and the economy, and then Kadima Party is going to come back in and win the elections in September, which means Netanyahu will get his pink slip. And the only thing that is going to save Netanyahu is if he gets a really good war going and tries to rally everybody and say, yes, things are tough, but our mortal enemies are at our very doorstep. Which mortal enemies will do when you go on out and you start bombing their medical isotope factories and their power stations and things like that. Further putting pressure on Netanyahu to get a big distraction going on here is that once again next month, Palestine is going to go to the United Nations seeking non-state membership in the General Assembly. Israel responded, such a move to recognize any form of statehood for Palestine will elicit a tough response, and not surprisingly, they launched airstrikes into Gaza over the weekend. It was aimed at a global jihad terrorist cell. Actually, it was aimed at any convenient target, and they're going to call it a global terrorist jihad cell, registered trademark Tel Aviv. And, of course, while Israel is bombing Gaza once again, you know, we're getting all Wisconsin all the time. Maybe the two are related. I don't know. It's very obvious the United States is going to focus on the news that somebody wants you to be thinking about, and they don't report on things that people don't want you to know about. And even the things you're interested in, they pay hardly any service to at all. I mean, we're seeing a lot more coverage about Curiosity today on the corporate media, but while it was happening last night, got maybe 6-7 minutes from Fox News. The craft was already halfway through entry into Mars atmosphere before Fox News cut over and said, yes, we're going to watch a thing land on Mars. It's landed, and now on with the fashion show. Meanwhile, over here in the Pacific Ocean, Beijing is basically telling the United States to butt out of the dispute between itself and the Philippines over the South China Sea fishing grounds. More and more we are seeing nations around the world tell the U.S., we're not worried about your power and influence anymore because you don't have any. Get out. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones. Rodney in Illinois. Aloha, Rodney. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I've got a Mark Twain quote for you, and then I'd like to ask you about the NASA Mars landing. It goes like this. A lie can travel halfway around the world before the truth can tie its shoes. Now, when the propagators of the lie own the media, I'd say it can travel 10 times around the world before the truth can even find its shoes. What do you think?
Well, not in the age of the Internet. That may have been true in Mark Twain's time, but it's certainly not true any longer. The global Internet has become very much of an intellectual jungle where the truth survives and lies are very, very quickly savaged. So it was true when Mark Twain said that. I don't think it's true any longer.
Yeah, and then you got the whole poisoning of the well concept that you talk about on occasion. But I got a question about the Mars landing. You mentioned information, the data stream that's going to be coming from NASA, and where otherwise we can't trust what comes from the government. I'm just curious why you're so confident that NASA is going to give us the information that we can believe from this Mars landing.
Well, we're getting the raw data. I know from my own personal history with NASA that the ultimate conclusions of the science can be very greatly influenced by political pressure. But as far as we're seeing on all of these Mars explorations, they're making the raw data available to the public, and that allows the public to basically be looking at the data for themselves. Those of us who have the training and the understanding can look at the data and judge what's going on for ourselves. If you remember during the earlier part of the hour, I was talking about an ordinary citizen like you and I just sitting on his home computer, took some of the raw pictures, did some image processing, and discovered some new science, which I think is kind of a wonderful thing. NASA's very much encouraging as much public participation in the mission as possible. They're moving away from the idea of it's all locked up in SFOF, and we'll decide what it means and give it to you. So I think that's a very healthy attitude for the science.
Well, I'm curious about those dust devils. You know, that's an indicator of some, you know, stable composition of the atmosphere. And I was wondering, I haven't seen anything yet. Are they coming to us in color?
Yeah, they're going to start doing color images later in the week. On all of these rovers and landers, the first few days are basically housekeeping, making sure everything is still working, and running through a complex calibration procedure. In fact, we had a little bit of an embarrassment when Viking landed on Mars in 1976, because they started shooting color pictures before they did the calibration, and they basically arbitrarily decided to let the sky be a neutral gray because they really didn't know what was going on. Through a mistake in printing, or maybe somebody at the newspaper just thought, hey, it looks like the high desert of America and I'm just going to color correct it, the first newspaper published pictures of Mars from Viking had a blue sky, which then, of course, when the color correction was done, the sky was red, and then everybody's saying, what is it going to be, green next time? Thanks for the call. I'll continue this after the top of the hour.
Are you against